Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. If an ish gets real.
You can get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
We are Sacramento's number one video game podcast, The Video Game Bang.
Which is good because there's like two of them out there.
There you go. Thank you.
Video Game Bang.
Thank you for coming in. Come on in. Come on in, guys.
File in. We're going to be doing lots of cool giveaways.
And here to outshadow the mess out of us.
No.
Author. Equestrian, pilot, what else? Astronaut.
Well, a top-ranked World of Warcraft player.
Yes, that's true.
She's like, yes, and actually,
that I will be proud of. Server First Legendary, I worked for months and months and months and months and months to get that achievement.
So she can ride a horse.
Yes.
Jump off of it, land into a helicopter, fly that thing.
And then run a raid.
Like Hitman. I was at E3 Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Hitman was talking about the developers were saying that you could fly out with parachutes and shoot from flying down, falling through the sky. So,
yes.
They're trying to make it closer to Just Cause. Is that what's going on?
I think so.
Okay.
Anybody follow the E3 coverage? We're all gamers, right? Gamers? Woo! We play video games!
Janice Davis is her name, by the way, everybody.
I didn't
even say that. Jeez.
Come on, clap.
There you go.
Clap. We'll get this thing started. We were gonna wait a little bit to get the people in here, but this is all we need. This is us right here. We got enough giveaways for everybody in here. We are Video Game Bang. Woo! Yeah! That guy knows what's up. And we do a video game podcast in Sacramento, California. We've done it for 2 years. We're in association with NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? Wow, people know that? Cool.
Said a couple of people out there.
Aaron and I ran this thing. We do not do this for a living. We actually have full-time jobs. We do this out of the passion of our hearts for video games. And, yeah, that's what it's all about. And through that passion, we've been lucky enough to meet amazing people like Janice Davis, who's been on our show countless amounts of times. We've gotten to talk to this is where I name dropped, so like that you can trust me. I'm not just a crazy person off the street. Well, I'm still a crazy person.
Aren't we all?
Yeah,
all
come on.
Crazy on the street.
But we've gone from just two nobodies to having Janice Davis on the show. One nobody.
All right.
And Chef from South Park. And then we've gotten Ashley Birch on our show for some reason. Probably the one I'm most proud of. Freddie Wong.
Yep.
All sorts of really cool people who just come on and we talk about video games. That's what we do. And through that, we've gotten to go to E3. And
Comic-Con San Diego.
Yes. Comic-Con San Diego, and now we're here. So basically what Video Game Bang is a open forum discussion / argument, fight, whatever you want to call it, where we're going to have people come up here and ask questions, and we're all just going to kind of discuss it as a group. We'll probably start it off talking about our experience at E3, but as we're talking, if you have a question and you want to earn some pretty cool swag, go up to the microphone and let's go. Let's bang, bro.
This is a live podcast, right? It's recorded?
This is going to be up tonight on the internet.
Oh, my goodness.
So you'll hear your own voices on the internet.
On the internet.
Don't be shy, too. Trust me. It's surreal. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to do one more thing.
Okay,
go ahead.
Can
I do one more? Aaron.
It's all you.
This is Wizard World.
I'll drink water.
Don't do this here.
Me too. We'll drink water.
If you guys have a Twitter, pull out your phones. Go to @VideoGameBang. Hit that like button. And ask any question. Maybe if you're nervous, you don't want to get up here and ask the question. And we're going to take the best online question, and that's when we're going to give away the Disney Infinity 3.0 Darth Maul,
yes,
which isn't even out yet in stores.
Whoa.
You can probably either use it or hawk it online for money.
Cut it in half.
I do not care.
Whatever.
All right. Let's stick to keeping it and putting it on a cool shelf.
Wrapping it up forever. So.
Exactly.
Okay. That's cool.
We know what everybody does.
So Corey and Janice just got back from E3. I unfortunately did not get to go.
He wasn't invited.
Dang it.
So what cool things did you guys get to see there?
Good
I don't want to go first.
Okay,
I'm
I'll
nervous.
Go first.
All right.
What was really cool about this year is I was actually able to be a part of an E3 takeover. And so what that means is, we talked about this on our last podcast.
Yes, we
so
did.
They're going to be bored. Well, I'll recap you guys. But part of the ESA and the E3 event itself invited a group of girls and Patrick Scott Patterson. He was the lone wolf masculine man representing the men.
And oh, poor had, thing. Hanging out with all these right. beautiful women for 3 days at a gaming conference.
And we had four women, myself, Rachel Laura, Brittany Brownbecker, and Paula Alejandra. See, I get nervous and I might forget things. You guys have to help me if I forget.
Okay.
And so what that meant was the E3 took us and escorted us around at games that they wanted us to try. And then we would tweet our experience. And E3 would retweet us or let us tweet from their account, and it was a really cool thing. So they first took us to Ubisoft and they had us try For Honor, which is the game I thought of when I saw that guy's sword right there.
For
Honor! It's hidden now. Where's your sword? Where's your sword? For anyone listening, he has this really cool sword in the audience. And what
Amiibo!
Y'all!
Bam.
Nice!
That's
look at that! Giveaway
work.
Just
say
happened!
Did you see the trajectory on that?
It was perfect trajectory. Like quarterback right here.
If that was a football, I would have hit her in the back.
And wide receiver.
Yeah.
What an amazing catch. Well,
Robo.
Very cool. So what was cool about that first game that I tried was that at first I didn't think I was going to like it. And you're always nervous when you're, you know,
why was that? Were you judging the book by its cover?
A little bit, right?
The author.
I was going against my own rule. But I felt like the mechanics were a little weird. Having to crouch with your sword and then you would have to block a certain way. So at first I was like, man, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get into this. But the demo leader said one thing that clicked with me. He said, instead of thinking of it as a fast-paced action game, just be patient and think about... think of Pirates of the Caribbean, and as the sword fighters are, you know how they, I don't know the technical term, but they pace each
rotate.
Other. They rotate.
Yes. Rotate.
And as soon as that clicked,
I went to school.
The game was fun, and so it went from I was really not sure about the game to really liking it.
That's
so
awesome.
That was really cool.
There controller support?
What do you mean?
Like you play with a controller, or mouse, and keyboard? What do we do here?
Oh yes, it was on the PS4. So it's
okay,
controller.
All right, cool.
Yeah,
I thought you played on the PC. Sorry.
You want me to keep going? You
no,
go,
I can
you
go.
Next.
No, I can fine. You want to make the Denise Davis featuring video game bang show? I mean, that's cool.
No, please.
Whatever. That's good. Sure, we invited you. But.
Please, Corey. Please take it away. Take it away.
I think honestly, I'm a pretty big dork. So the one I liked the most of everything was Magic the Gathering online.
Yes.
Or not online. Sorry, they're Duels of the Planeswalkers. They're doing a new series. Does anybody play that Duels of the Planeswalkers?
Lots.
Anybody
of
play the actual card game? More people. Yeah. Questions, people. Come up. You see how we gave away an Amiibo? That kid gets to take that home.
Yeah.
To his house. So if you want to win Amiibos and things like that, come on up and ask any question you want about E3, video games,
yes.
Movies. We do it all. But the Magic Online, we'll get to you in a minute, man.
Sit
down.
Call him up.
I'm just totally messing with you. No, Magic the Gathering. And if you guys want to know more, you can ask about it. Go ahead. What's up, man?
Hi, thanks for coming to Sacramento and doing this thing.
A pleasure.
So we got Dark Souls 3 announced at E3 this year. I was wondering what you guys, I don't know if you play Dark Souls.
I didn't get to, did you?
Aaron, I'll let you cover this one.
Go ahead. I hate the game.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
I was going to wonder what you thought was the hardest boss in that game.
Yeah, and that's why I hate the game. Because
all
of them
the
are,
game itself.
Yeah. I started off from the beginning with, you know, just the Demon Souls,
mm-hmm.
and I threw that away. And then I played Dark Souls 1, and literally the first boss frustrated me so much.
Oh yeah!
I couldn't do it anymore, and I was like, "Who would want to torture themselves playing this game over and over like that?"
that guy, that girl.
I was like,
"That
okay,
small child."
That's insanity. So, but we do have somebody that that usually comes on the show from time to time, and who's like crazy.
So
he's the one that tries to get
it's
me into it.
Depressing. But I don't have anything Dark Souls, but I will.
Okay,
throw
I'll throw something maybe easier.
Amiibos.
Yeah. Another trajectory. Perfect. Quarterback and wide receiver here. Woo.
Alrighty. Then what do you guys think of Mass Effect Andromeda?
Here we go.
Okay.
Now we're talking.
Now we're talking.
So the Mass Effect series, for people that don't really know, was a trilogy that had you playing
this
as
is,
Commander
This is
Shepard.
Wizard World Comic Con. Everybody knows there was three Mass Effects.
So,
yes.
So
you do not have to explain that.
So Andromeda, I thought there was no way that they can keep going with the actual series. Because I'm like, this is, it's done. Mm-hmm. You know, they had a kind of a crappy ending, and then but then they announced Andromeda, and I'm kind of worried that this won't live up to the old three, because it's like it's all new, you know. So you've grown to love a character for I don't know what 4 years. Like
good
through
point.
Three games,
good point.
And now we have to start all over again. So I'm not sure if.
And if you think he's dumb, like I heard a what? If you think he's an idiot,
yeah.
Come up here and tell him he's an idiot. I will give you the best gifts.
I've had
because that's how our relationship.
I've
is.
Had people because not everybody agrees with you know what I say about video games, and then when I. Prove them wrong usually, then they're all more upset. So
to be honest,
whatever.
Yeah, a lot of times.
He has a question though. I like questions.
All right, so I got a couple of questions. One of them is that I heard that they are planning on that EA is planning on making Dead Space 4. What have you guys heard about that?
Ooh.
If you guys have played any of the Dead Space
Well, some
games.
Dude at Wizard World Sacramento came up and asked me a question, and he said they're going to make a Dead Space 4.
Like I was.
That's all. You're the first person to tell me.
Like wasn't
I've
at
heard,
E3.
I've heard, scoop.
I've heard a whole bunch about it. That like how Dead Space 3 ended off, especially with the DLC, is that supposedly Dead Space 4 that they are gonna have it be you as a character that's on the actual planet Earth as the moons or whatever invading Earth.
Ooh.
So it continues from there, And I was just wondering if they announced that at E3 or not, because I haven't heard much.
No, I didn't hear that announcement whatsoever, but I'd be concerned because, like, the first one was cool because it started off as, like, survival game. It reminded me of, like, Resident Evil, like the old ones where you're like, oh, God, what's going to happen? I only have 4 bullets. What's going to happen?
Exactly.
And then, two, they were like, oh, let's give you a little the control, a little more power. And then it kind
of
turned into
an action game, yeah.
Yeah, by three, it was Gears of War or just about any
co-op.
Other shooter.
Yeah, it really turned into a full-blown action game, yeah.
So, right. Give him a VGBT
good
shirt.
Idea.
Yeah,
I
like that.
Oh,
I like
take a
that.
Picture.
What's going on, my man?
How's it going, y'all? Thanks for coming to Sacramento. Just wanted to ask if you guys were like Street Fighter fans. I know Street Fighter V is coming out. I don't know if they talked about it during.
Yeah,
they did.
I played Street Fighter V.
How do you like it, man? Like, I've been an old school Part 3 fan. Like, I don't really like Part 4, so I want to know how 5 is looking.
Oh, what didn't you like about 4?
It was too slow. Like, I really like old school graphics, the whole 3D effect and all that. Thank you.
Thank you.
I've been literally
saying
it
the longest. I like the 2D sprite based. Yeah, exactly.
Game. I just want to know, like,
okay, Aaron, you give him your whatever prizes you have.
So, I mean, I wouldn't even. Street Fighter, the next Street Fighter, wasn't even on my radar until they announced Bison. And yeah,
that's who I played.
Like, that's my dude.
They had to make
know.
An arcade super ultra edition.
Yeah, so. I don't know. I rarely played Street Fighter 4 because, like, me and you, I like the sprites. I can't, you know, it just feels slower. Even Marvel vs. Capcom 3, when they made that switch, I felt they went in the wrong direction.
Old Man Bison walks as slow as any character in any video game ever, but he could teleport, warp around. Yeah. I played some dude. He was from GameSpot, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So we both walked up to the controls, sized each other up. He was like, Nerd Reactor. And I was like, GameSpot. And so we dueled, right? And he chose Nash. I chose Bison.
Mm-hmm.
And we lock up. I had never played the game on the PlayStation, so I'm like reading my things and then trying to do it. And he beats me the first round, and I kind of, game Nerd Reactor. So I was like, my game is on. And then I came back, whooped him up, had a full V-bar, did not know how to use it.
Oh.
Wow.
I was looking on the control.
For honor.
Did it?
Yes, I had my epic something, and I ruined it.
It's tough.
It is. Yeah. We're just trying out the new game.
But the mechanics, like, they're pretty much the same.
It was
thing,
slick.
Yeah, like,
it was very slick. And
cool.
But it's going to be PlayStation exclusive, so who likes PlayStation? Put your hands down. No.
He's an Xbox
no.
fan.
I just made a mental note.
He's an Xbox
Nobody's
fan.
Getting anything cool.
He's like, all the PlayStation people are
Amiibo.
Down.
Yeah.
That was a good catch,
man.
A terrible throw. I'm going to read one from Twitter. Don't go nowhere. I got to load Twitter again, so go ahead.
Okay.
You
call people
so low. During E3, the Fallout 4 was announced. Are you guys excited for that?
It's such a strong franchise that I don't know how... Fallout fans couldn't be excited because it's such a strong narrative, such strong gameplay.
It single-handedly is going to save the gaming industry.
Okay.
Like, there's no other game but Fallout for the next, I don't know, long hair. I'm going to have fingernails down to my shoes. I'm not going to live in this planet. Like,
Janice had better access than us, and they were. Bethesda though was very closed doors about it. We got to go walk through the booth and take a picture with Vault Boy, but that was about it.
That was it for me too.
No way.
Yeah, they were very closed doors.
Wow. So I don't have any like firsthand details, but I can tell you when I first Aaron and I have talked about current gen gaming a lot, and I was the idiot that stood in line and got the Xbox One day one, and then sat on it, literally sat on it for like ever because it had no good games. And he's the guy saving his money. But now, after Fallout announcement, he's in, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm, like, all in now. Because there was nothing really exciting. This E3 actually showed off so many more games to actually make you want to go out and buy a console as opposed to, I don't know, the last two E3s, in my opinion. You know, with Fallout, they have the Ghost Recon, what is it, Wilderness or Wildness?
Which one?
Ghost Recon? Wildlife or something like that? Wildlands, sorry. Open world, tactical, four-player co-op shooter. Yeah, I'm all down for that. So.
Okay, and I have a second thing. I don't know if it was announced at E3 or not, but Smash Bros. Announced Ryu and all of them going to be in Smash Bros. And Lucas. Are you guys excited for that?
I didn't even believe it.
I didn't either, yeah. I thought it was fake. I wrote an article on there on Nerd Reactor about the when they came out with his moveset. And actually, you can input, like, the keys, his traditional, you know, Hadouken and all that stuff. And you do the moves, and they're a little bit more, you know.
Yeah, they're more effective. So you actually use the old school commands. That's.
But he seems like he's a little OP. Like, if you watch his movesets, it looks like everybody's going to play as Ryu during tournaments and all that type of stuff.
I heard he's got a lot of risk, though, because his side smash will just send him off sailing, and there's no recovery. And they say that he was pretty annoying to play with because the two Smash Ultimate Smashes are pretty broken.
And he's the only one, the first one to have two Ultimate Smashes. Like,
man.
They really catered to Ryu in this game. And I think he's, what, $7?
$7?
Yeah, he's not.
Yeah, I think he's the same with Mewtwo.
Yeah, he's the same. And he's on stage and two tracks. Yeah, he's...
That's how this thing should run. That man, give him something else. Yeah, shout crap out. That's the kind of show we run. Chaos. Yeah.
Oh, yes, he's wearing Call of Duty Black Ops 3.
Yeah. Funko Pop. Bam.
Okay, I'm really excited.
All right, one Twitter question.
About this next... Okay.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, he's too cute.
I really like his shirt. Everybody listening, he's wearing Call of Duty Black Ops 3 shirt. Can I lower this? Oh, no, yeah, Black Ops 2.
Somebody want to twist it for him, Steve?
No one going to help the guy out? There we go.
Said kneel before Zod.
I wanted to ask your opinion on Halo Wars.
Halo Wars?
I really didn't like that one.
Oh, well then, yeah, you're awesome. There you go. There you go. Give that man something right now.
Right now.
That game was an abomination.
I didn't ask about Call of Duty.
Oh, you thought he was going to ask about Call of Duty?
Yes, he's wearing a Call of Duty shirt.
Oh, okay. I mean, if he has a
second
one on
there.
All I
was going to say is I'm really excited about Call of Duty Black Ops 3 because I really like Black Ops 2. And no one really believes that I like FPSs because I don't play live.
Yeah, I mean, you play,
but I really am a FPS player, but I just play with the bots in the campaign. And I don't like getting yelled at, you know, by the veteran FPS players, so I don't play live because I'm not good enough for their standards. So.
Exactly.
I love it. Thank you.
So Halo Wars, you didn't like that one?
Yeah.
I thought it was probably game of the year.
No. I mean, the cutscenes were animated really good, but everything else in it, like the gameplay, they should have kept it first person.
Bam. There you go.
He said it all, right?
Bam.
Woo! Thank
you. A man of the people. You're going to see him up here next year doing his podcast.
Looks so cool.
I got a good question this time, for reals, off of the Twitter. This is from Mark Fletcher. He says, why do games like Destiny, instead of being fun or not, become so polarizing and cause flame wars?
Because Destiny First is not a game. second, what is it? It's a demo. It's a demo that everybody's paid $60 for because it's supposed to have a 10-year lifespan.
No,
it's not. It's not?
No, it's not going to happen. No,
it's not going to happen. Yeah, they say it's going to happen, but it's not going to happen.
And what they did with this new DLC pack, did you guys see what they're doing with that?
Anybody who's Destiny? Yes, anybody own Destiny? Did I
people
just ruin the game
that?
For you? Sorry.
Oh, okay. Man. This is what kills me. I hate it when companies do not, like, pay it forward to their fans. So basically, if you've never played a Destiny before and this new expansion comes out, you pay like $60+ or whatever, and you get the new expansion, all the previous expansions, the full game, and you get to have fun with your life. If you already bought the game and you want to get this new expansion, you've already dumped hundreds of dollars into this game, you have to pay $40 just for the expansion. That's not right.
That's exactly not right.
Amiibo.
Yeah, right back there. Right back there. Were you about to chuck that one far? Apparently Tom Brady over here wants to throw Amiibos across the room.
And people have been filtering in. We're the big giveaway here. You need to follow us on Twitter, at Video Game Bang, and ask questions. We're going to read them. And the best question of the day, we're giving away this Amiibo.
Yes.
What's going on, Sasuke? Is that the right character?
That's Kakashi. He's done. Yeah, exactly.
I took a shot.
Boo this man.
At least he tried.
From half court.
It's clearly Kakashi.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Don't give me that.
Kakashi.
I like that one.
I've got a couple of questions. Yes. First one, Project Morpheus from Sony, the 3D, the virtual reality. Did you guys get any hands-on with that or the other ones?
Did you?
I didn't.
You didn't? Mm-mm. How did I do it?
Hey.
Oh, all right, Naruto.
There it is.
He's, he's got the ends. This is the man right here.
Is it going to be the future of video gaming, or do you think it's going to be like the Wii Remote? They're going to replace it back with the old...
Here's the thing.
I think we're still a while from it, because I didn't try it at E3, but I did try some VR with some developers that were thinking about integrating it, and it did still make me personally feel a little dizzy and a little...
Oh, did it?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if it was the demos in particular that I was playing, but I think we're a while still.
All right, Goku. Here's what's really going on.
Second quick question. Sony's got.
But did you just cut me off?
They're going to continue,
yeah.
Sir.
That's what he's
calling Goku.
Yeah, exactly. So he can't recognize you if you.
No, I want to talk about VR real quick because I do have I have a story.
Oh, wow.
So I've played Oculus before, and this was the first time I was playing a game by a company called End Dreams called The Assembly. Anybody hear that one? It's kind of low-key right now. It's going to launch at the same time as Oculus, right? And it's about something, 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 bird flu, something, something, government, I don't know. Because when I put on the VR, the first mission was on rails. So they're pushing you on a cart, like giving you all this background story, but I'm so busy, like, whoa, look, that's a pole. I can't touch it, though. Like, what's going on? So you're acclimating. Second mission, they put a controller in my hand, and I lost it, dude. I was drinking the night before, to be honest. So maybe it had to do something with that. But I felt so sick. It felt like I played the game for like 30 minutes. I felt like I rolled roller coasters all day.
Isn't that weird?
But we played the game last year. Well, not that game, but we played Oculus last year with the controller. You didn't have that same feeling then, did you?
No, but the game we played was so much slower. I went to NVIDIA's booth too, and they gave me another Oculus demo, and theirs was so cool. I cannot explain to you guys how cool Oculus can be, because you're standing like in a street getting pushed forward, and there's explosions happening like in that slow time movies, you know, the...
That's cool.
Yeah, like the Matrix stuff. So there's rocks going past you, and this beast like just screams in your face at the very end. And NVIDIA says that they're finding about the sickness, it's the frame rates. And what they're doing to get more power out of their GPUs is they're, like, focusing all the attention and power into right here. And your peripherals are getting dumbed down so that in movement it could render faster and people are getting way less sick. So it's still a science that that NVIDIA even is still figuring out and putting into practice. So even though right now I don't think it's going to be the thing, maybe in a bit.
Just wait for the holodecks.
Yeah, I heard that they could use sound, too, to help with nausea.
Oh, yeah, that might work.
It's your equilibrium that's really messing up a lot of it, so they could use specific sounds to help solve that.
That would be cool.
Science.
Awesome.
Oh, last question about the Vita. Do you think they're going to continue with it?
Nice.
Wow.
You think Sony's going to give up on that one yet?
Did he just Odell Beckham Jr. do that? Is that a name?
Oh, yeah. yeah, they'll keep with the Vita. They'll try to, until that thing dies, they will try to pound it down everybody's throat, yeah. But I don't see anybody really... Like, I haven't seen anybody walking around with a Vita. The 3DS is, like...
Is killing it, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Misty! Get her a t-shirt before she goes.
Nintendo kind of owns that handheld market. There's not going to be any room for...
It's so pointless now. And anything cool people are doing anymore, it's on the smartphones anyways. So
that's why I figured they'll quit with the Vita, because they're just losing money off of that.
Yeah, pretty much. And they're about to go mobile.
Teamed up with DNA.
Yeah, it's
to help make more mobile phones, which are usually pay to play games. They're free, but then.
All right, smart guy, next.
Just two quick questions. One, a game I've been pretty obsessed with is Hearthstone.
Oh.
And they just came out with the Brawl, I guess, this week. Tavern Brawl. Have you guys played it?
I have not played it.
Do you feel like Hearthstone is frustrating because if you don't buy enough cards, you're going to get slaughtered every time?
I guess, but I mean, if you just play every day, you eventually get them.
Okay.
I mean, as you play.
Yeah, all you got to do is dedicate your entire life and abandon your children.
You don't play that much, just a little bit. So, I mean, it's just really fun because you can play with everybody all around the world. My buddies live all around the world.
That's true.
Play that, and that's what I like.
You raised your hand during the Magic the Gathering thing, though, too, right?
Yeah, so, kind of card game type.
When you have you played Magic specifically?
I've never played Magic online or on the computer. It's always been on the cards.
It's just so much better. What they're doing with Magic Origins, they're attacking Hearthstone directly because they're going completely free to play. You can get all the cards without ever having to purchase. Wow. Yeah. Did your belly button ask that question?
It's smarter than I am.
But the way they're taking the new Magic duels was so refreshing. No there are microtransactions, but it's not like necessary ones. Same thing that did anybody have iOS download Fallout Shelter? Nobody.
A bunch of Android users. Look at that.
I know all the Android users. Is it good? Well, VGB is gonna make it better. Amiibo.
And the other real quick thing is if you take a look, I don't know if you've heard of Shards Online. Coming out. It's a year away. It was on a Kickstarter campaign, but
that sounds familiar.
Really good.
Yeah, that sounds
Shards
familiar.
Online works really good, so just something to think about.
Can I ask a question? Ask a question for all of you? Is anybody interested or excited about Sword Coast Legends that was at E3? It's a
bad guy.
Yes. Okay. Well, it's what I thought was cool is as a new D&D player, I got to play D&D.
Oh,
with some
we're
really
on that.
Cool...
We're on that hype train too.
Okay. Good. Good. Yeah. Sword Coast Legends. When I was at E3, we got to see their presentation, and it was so cool that it's D&D, but you know, a game, and you can become the dungeon master, and you can like pause the game and like look around the whole dungeon and customize every little thing and lay traps and like it was mind blowing. And I didn't know if anybody else was excited or heard about it, but Sword Coast Legends, it sounds really cool.
Sword Coast,
definitely
Legends.
Check it out. Okay, yes, I got hands. Yes, right. Woo.
Oh,
yeah, oh, prize! Oh my gosh, prize! We can't leave him out.
Give that man
start
a t-shirt.
Talking so much. Oh. We forgot all
okay.
about
oh,
him.
Give that man two T-shirts.
Yeah.
This is a question from my son, who I tried to.
Oh, yeah. Run him in. Yeah, awesome.
But
yeah.
No worries. Hi, son. Hi. Oh.
No, it ain't going to happen.
I saw a wave.
That's
I saw
you.
A wave.
I missed you.
Okay. His question is, with the new versions of Skylanders and Disney Infinity and now Lego Dimensions, which one of those do you think will rise to the top?
Skylanders.
Oh, yes. No.
Let's go.
Skylanders?
Right. Yes.
My sleeves are anything, already rolled up. So.
Anything with Disney.
Punching gloves.
Disney is probably punching going to put the money into it. They have, so they've got the Star Wars, they've got the Marvel, and they're making all their Amiibo-type characters for that as well. So I think those are the bigger franchises than Skylanders. Like, Skylanders is kind of, I don't know, it's kind of new.
Defend
it's
yourself,
cool,
Denise.
Though. It caught my eye.
Okay, so you have an established... franchise.
But aren't we tired? Not tired of it, but a little.
It's a new look. It's a new generation.
Tired of Star Wars.
Exactly. He wasn't
Am
even
I the
born.
Only one
Your
older
son
Star
was not
Wars
born when Star Wars originally came out, correct?
No, he was not.
Exactly. So it's a new generation, and they're getting a new. And there's like tons of new Star Wars like cartoons that are out now.
True.
And Marvel is like dominating in the box office, of course, because like everybody saw Avengers, right? Yeah, exactly. So. It's the new, you know, it's the new cool thing. If Disney were to buy, like, DC, it'd just rule the planet.
What about rooting for the underdog?
I love rooting for the underdog, but they're not the underdog. They're more just, like, non-contenders.
The
yeah. They might
the
as well
Infinity
be
so cool. Like, I think it's, like, Infinity is moving up to compete with the entire Nintendo thing. Because now they're adding kart racing to Disney Infinity 3.0. Including like tennis, so they are literally looking at the Mario world, and they're
yeah.
like,
they're
"Well, we're going to throw Groot, and he's going to fight sadness from inside out."
So you think like a Smash Brothers type of thing is next?
If a Smash Brothers comes out, am I the only one that would want to see Smash Brothers like
with like Marvel
versus Star
Wars
versus
Mickey?
Come on,
that would be crazy.
Anybody work for anybody work for Disney Infinity
yeah.
in here?
Nobody work for Disney in here? Okay, fine.
It was worth a shot.
We'll write them.
Prize.
No.
They're going to try to bring some. Like they started with Guardians of the Galaxy. Did everybody see all that? They saw those little pieces and things. I'm not sure how deep into the comic book world they're going to bring all those characters. They're probably just going to go movie by movie, if anything.
Yeah.
So then, yeah. When a movie comes out, boom, more little characters will come out with it. It's, you know, supply and demand type of thing.
All right. We're going to go...
Give this man a prize.
Steven.
Give this man a prize.
And then it's not for me. I'll give it to my son.
Yes.
Oh, so now he's getting an upgrade now.
Yes.
Does your son have an Xbox 360 or a PlayStation?
He has a PlayStation.
Wow, there it is. Bam. PlayStation.
PlayStation.
Bam.
It's not a PlayStation.
System. Yeah, it's not a PlayStation.
For those of you listening, for just the audio, I just gave that man a full PlayStation.
Would have made this dad very happy. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, you're pushing your luck, bro. Let's see. I'm going to ask a Twitter question. Nelly says, which Call of Duty do you enjoy the most? Janice.
Yay. She asked me?
No, I'm asking you. Because that's not worth me answering, honestly.
I really like Black Ops 2. I really like the maps. I really like the music. I know it's weird to say, but I'm a big music fan.
Yeah, yeah, that was awesome.
Cool? Which rapper called the deathmatch in that one?
That was Ice Cube, who was on that one.
I'm in the bar!
And that's not Ice Cube. That was sad. I really did not like... I missed the joke.
Go ahead.
I really did not like Call of Duty Ghosts.
Oh, no.
No, no,
like
no.
You are in the majority. That was bad.
I like Advanced Warfare. I like the boosting and everything. Oh, yeah. That was super fun.
I thought Advanced Warfare
so you
like
Titanfall.
Here's the thing about Call of Duty. As much as people talk crap about it, during that one stretch of video games when Halo came out all glitchy and buggy, when Assassin's Creed came out all glitchy and buggy, I went through all my games. I was like, which one works? I was like, Call of Duty. So I guess I'm playing Call of Duty for a week.
I'm glad you said that about Assassin's Creed because I really liked Black Flag, but I was really mad at Assassin's Creed because I didn't enjoy 3 or Revelations that much. So.
And the team-up one was terrible. Because
I didn't try that one.
Mike, I was talking to a person, and his face melted away.
Okay.
It was gone. It freaked me out.
That's just good programming right there.
I love the Call of Duty question. Okay.
Let's see. I'm going to go another one. Sorry, Deadpool in a dress. Well, I just really realized what you're doing. That's awesome.
So cool. It's
Deadpool, Peach Deadpool, right?
This is Void. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Whoa.
Woo.
We all hate the Destiny double charge. We got to pay for games. So what is the fairest, most respectful way to charge for video games?
Free to play.
Well.
Right?
Free to play. Everything should be free.
I hope I don't get mobbed. I disagree. I don't know. Free to play. Okay, yay. I don't know.
That's a game developer. That's why.
I think that's her dad. Wait, he's wearing an EA t-shirt.
Right?
We can debate this later, but you know, I just
no, it's fair. I don't think Aaron's right. No,
something about buying the whole thing and having the whole thing to me is just my style. I guess I really appreciate that rather than just having the microtransactions or always having to buy something or like Hearthstone, like we just talked about that. I felt like I just couldn't compete with the people who had bought so many cards, and I just would get slaughtered over and over. And I don't know.
I think Witcher did it. Beautifully. Witcher came out with a very complete, full, open world, badass game. And then they say, oh, yeah, by the way, the next 16 DLCs, free.
I think that is only because if the game is complete, but if I'm paying $60 for Titanfall or Destiny when these games aren't complete, then...
Sure. Oh, well, absolutely. Then it's not uncalled for.
But we look like we're moving towards that way with video games.
But like what he just said when he was talking about Call of Duty, when you were saying you would look through your games, you're like, oh, what works? You know, you paid $60 for a game that maybe you played hundreds of hours, and that was worth it.
That's why when they tell me a game's being delayed, I don't go, oh, man. I go, yes!
They're fix it.
Hopefully,
make sure
make
right.
it good.
All right,
let's go, Deadpool.
Yeah, we gotta go because we got we're on the clock.
How about that Deadpool game, huh?
Talk into the microphone. I want the people of America to hear you.
So, how about that Deadpool game, huh?
You tell me.
Deadpool.
Are you excited for the Deadpool movie?
If he goes like this and is Ryan Reynolds, I swear.
I'm not sexy enough for that.
Oh, no. I bet you are. Don't be modest.
I didn't get to play the Deadpool game.
No, but I think the movie itself, it's about goddamn time it came out.
Yeah, it's definitely time for the movie.
Fans have been clamoring for it for years. You know, I work at a theater. I'd be wearing my Deadpool pin on my lanyard. And, is that coming out? No, sorry, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
No, he says, sorry, bucko, not coming out yet.
It's great that it's finally coming out. Actually, speaking of movies, you guys thinking a Hellboy 3 could happen in the future?
I'm going to get Perlman on the Kickstarter.
Ron Perlman's advocating for it pretty hard online lately.
I'm right with him.
You know, if Ryan Reynolds could do it, why can't I? You know?
And he's not getting any younger. I mean, he can't do Fallout voiceovers forever.
Yeah. That's a lot of, like, fake prosthetics he's going to have to wear for Hellboy 3.
You have an Xbox?
I do.
Prize.
Oh!
You have a broken Xbox game.
Said, so there you go. Hope it works. Thanks.
All right, what do we got next?
That actually relates to, like, the Destiny thing earlier. Mm-hmm. In a time of, like, release it now, patch it later, $60 demos and $40 season passes, how do you feel about Nintendo's drip-feeding of content for Splatoon? Like, will it continue to work as it's been going and keep players from, like, burning out? And is it ethical to arbitrarily wall off content to do so?
That's a good question.
I know. He said, I'm going to make you think.
That was really
today.
Good.
That's why I'm not going to answer. I'm going to delegate it to Aaron.
Well, one, Splatoon will fail. Not because of the way it's presented, but when Nintendo tries to go outside of the big three, Mario, Metroid, Link, Kirby, and that's five, yeah.
Thank you for the man who can count in the room.
You know, they're big. They're big guns. Star Fox, which is going to do awesome. They tend to like peak and then drop off where it's just like, oh, cool, Splatoon is new. And then, oh, okay, where's Kirby?
That was kind of my question. They seem to have anticipated that with this week after week. Oh, new weapon here, two new stages here, ranked battles.
And they're selling this to people?
No, all of it's free up to this point.
To keep you interested.
Yeah, do you think that will work maybe...
That would
6 months down the line.
That would work if the core game is interesting. But if the core game is not interesting, then it's just you're just releasing horse armor, you know.
And I heard that Splatoon is pretty annoying unless you play ranked because the people aren't taking to it as well as Nintendo wanted them to. Because there's a lot of younger people that play the game, like super younger people, because of the way it was done. And like I heard that if you really want a legitimate session, you have to go into ranked. But then people get afraid to, you know, ruin their ranked play.
Well, it could work, basically, is what I was saying.
I think he's right, yeah.
Speaking as someone who, like, loves Splatoon,
I'm
very...
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I mean, it's a
no.
Fantastic game. It's actually Game of the Year.
Maybe not that guy. Although you can be in the superposition of being both Squid and Kid. You can be Squid and Kid now. But to answer your question on there, ranked battles is the much more... intense, smaller focused. That's where you get like friends together on Skype. Turf War, just like the normal mode, is hey, anyone can do it. So it seems like a one game has both a casual and a hardcore audience.
Hmm.
Seems a bit strange just for a multiplayer shooter for me at least.
Let PlayStation or Microsoft do it, and then it'll probably. I love Nintendo
t-shirts.
Though. Trust me, out of the big three, I love Nintendo over them all. I just wish they, I don't know.
They're weird.
Yeah.
They march to the beat of their own drum.
And that's cool.
Their whole E3 press conference for 2015 was, wait until 2016, was basically the message I got. Grab a t-shirt and a poster. Thank you for your patronage, sir.
Yeah, no problem.
Patronage.
Hey, familiar.
Hey, he's back.
Yes.
He's like, what did you think
go
about?
From here. Okay, go all for right. it.
Not
shout it out.
He said, no, actually, I'll abandon that plan.
This is what I hate about being short.
No, it's okay.
Okay, so what do you guys think about Call of Duty 3? My friend always tells me about how much he hates it, and he says that like aiming is bad.
Call of Duty 3?
Talking about before
way back
Modern
in the day?
War, yeah, like World War II? Are we talking about?
I don't really know. He just tells me about how he doesn't.
Or Modern
like
Warfare
I don't really
3.
Know a lot about it, but I just want to know if you guys know anything about that.
I mean, every game you have to kind of relearn the aiming system, and so it's always gonna. You kind of have to feel like, oh, I suck again. You know, you have to relearn every game and its little finesse quirks.
If you're like new to the Call of Duty series, I would start with Modern Warfare, that's 4, and then I would play World at War 2. That's if your parents let you. That's a lot of blood in all these games.
I know. So where's this kid's parents?
It's like coming over here.
Shame. It's like Game of Thrones. Shame.
I turned on the paintball feature.
Huh?
I turned on the paintball feature. I love that.
Okay, you're good.
You can do paintball feature.
Because in World War II, that's exactly what happened.
Take it back.
Blue paint everywhere.
I actually really like Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. That one was really fun.
That one was riddled with glitches, wasn't it?
Riddled with glitches.
That's what
you heard it from Aaron.
Oh, that's what made it fun? Okay, all right.
And also, I like going doing the third person thing to make it harder for others.
That was actually pretty fun. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the best
that
thing.
Was hard
I'm
on
not
everybody.
Really good at it. I tried doing it without the little aiming thingy in front of yourself.
The reticle?
Yeah, and I'm still doing pretty good. But
I feel like I'm looking into the past when I look at this kid. Be afraid. Be very afraid of your future.
Does he get another prize? Or
he can grab a poster.
Oh, man, I'd love it.
Yeah.
Thank you,
sir. Another one from Twitter. Hey, listen. Wow, I love how they started it with listen. Hey, listen. Are you shocked about Zelda Wii not being announced? What are your thoughts about it? And for the Batman. Oh, he's like, I can go sit down now.
Hey, come on up here. This is your question?
Yeah. Yeah, we like to look you in the face when we answer your questions.
Yes, I'm surprised about Zelda.
Yeah,
you?
I mean, that's the one thing, like, everybody, Jada, who's on our show, she's the Nintendo expert, loves it, and it was in the bathroom doing the stuff, I hear the Nintendo thing, and when it enters, I hear, what? It's like, God, good Lord, what happened? Is everything okay? No Zelda announcement? And,
it'll come, though. I mean, like, you'll get it.
Will
it? I think Nintendo doesn't want to really go with the big E3 thing anymore. They kind of want to do their own thing, you know.
Interesting.
Because they're breaking out of the norm, you know. Let them.
Just trying to stand out.
Yeah, they'll wait for a little while. And then they'll hit you with something that you're just going to be jaw-dropped and mind-blown. Ryu wasn't enough for you? Ryu wasn't enough for
I
you?
I know.
Jeez.
There's a lot of... Good, grab a poster. Is that a Jawa? He has to
you
ask
look
a question.
Amazing.
But he has to ask it
do
in Jawanese.
Jawanese?
Is that not what it is? Thank you, David Webb.
Yes,
you're a gentleman
you.
And a scholar.
What am I talking about?
That's a good question. Here's a prize.
What was his question?
He said he didn't know his question.
I was going to chuck it at him. I don't know his vision in that thing,
maybe,
so
maybe.
I'm going to get it right there.
He doesn't remember.
He says, what am I doing here?
He doesn't remember his question.
Is he excited about seeing the new Star Wars?
Yes, he is.
Yeah!
Woo!
We have 5 minutes.
Okay, you may go.
He's gonna
go.
Start.
Oh, my man down here. I met this guy on the showroom floor. I told him if he asked a question, he gets definitely a t-shirt upgrade. What's up, man?
What's up? Can you hear me?
I know.
I'm not even going to answer that.
Anybody going to...
I'm glad the people listening cannot see where the microphone is pointed.
All right, so there's a new Gears of War coming out. Is it going to save the series, or is it going to just flop like the last one did?
I watched it.
You watched it?
And actually, I'm not a Gears of War fan, but I did like the way that this direction is going. It looks like since the war is over, because I actually played and beat all of them.
Yeah.
But since, you know, the war is over and, you know, it's kind of a... I don't know what the time is going to be, like a rebuild or whatever, but it looks more like a Resident Evil.
It did.
Yeah, and it's just called Gears now. It's just not even Gears of War.
Well, I think... I really believe it's called... it's just called Gears 4.
Yeah.
But I think it was because of total marketing. It had to be, because Gears of War 4 would have sounded stupid. Like, you're going to go in front of everybody, Gears of War 4. Hey, you out of here, man?
Thanks for showing up, yeah.
Thanks for showing up. But
it plays to the story. The war is over, you know? So it's the two characters that they show
are just
kind of exploring through whatever those ruins are, and they're Gears, clearly. But they're, you know, it's not... You're not getting, like, a whole bunch of gunfire around you from enemies just popping up anywhere and stuff like that. It's kind of like a... they build up a lot of suspense with the...
It took a minute,
it took a minute for them to even fight anything. And then the action goes down, boom. Instead of just like, oh, you know, you're in World War VIII, and you're fighting with, you know, everything around you.
And
so
it looks
like
they put a strong female character right there.
Right up in front, yeah. And I like the whole it looks like they're keeping co-op type of deal coming back. Like, Gears is awesome for that. The direction that they're going is, to me, the natural progression that series should go.
And a shirt.
We're almost out of time.
Yeah, we're almost out of time.
But everybody stay, because we have another video game panel after this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even us? Really?
Okay. You guys stay. Right.
We got time for. Do we have time for one more? What?
Yes.
And then the giveaway of the main thing. All right, what's up? Last question.
Question is, for Halo 5 or Halo Guardians, is it going to be as bad as it was in Halo 4? Like, I've seen that it's a bit terrible or that sucks, and I've heard that sucks according to other people that have played it, that Halo 4 for the story kind of sucks a bit.
Who are you hearing this from, first of all?
So friends on Xbox.
He's right.
No. First of all, what people played was a beta. We got to remember that. Yeah. It was beta, and
you
it's constantly changing.
The Call of Halo beta?
Yes, the Call of Halo beta.
Just making sure we were correct.
That's kind of the unfortunate thing we've talked about, and that's a good note to end on. For first-person shooters, the saddest thing is that all of the shooters, Doom that they just announced, Halo, Call of Duty, all of them are slowly reaching singularity, where they're all the same dang game. Like, the fact that Master Chief could climb up on a box pissed me off. I was like, no, Master Chief has not climbed on top of a box.
He's not allowed to.
For 15 years. Why can he climb a box now? He jumps this high and he's just there.
Yeah.
So they're all becoming the same game, unfortunately.
Right.
I played the beta. I enjoyed it though.
That's good. All right. And then Metal Gear Solid. I've heard a bit about it, but not very much. What is new that they're going to bring to Metal Gear Solid?
I didn't see too many.
From what I saw, they're kind of going back to their roots a little bit and doing some of the more.
Oh yeah, they did say that.
Yeah, they're doing like the more gimmicky, like the pop-up box of the girl looking like this, you know, and then
perfect impression of it.
Was it? Thank you. I'm very voluptuous.
Terrible.
And the man of the red shirt could tweet you his question later, right?
And yeah.
Cover it.
Yeah,
in
tweet
podcast.
Us the question. So, what was your favorite question, guys? We got a.
I like all of them. I mean,
we had a lot of
good questions. Good.
The one that was...
I'm going to pick the Call of Duty one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, of course.
But that's my vote.
You're not allowed to
vote.
I like the guy who came up with the thesis question for us. Where'd he go? Hey, there she's back there. She tweeted it.
It was my daughter. She's too embarrassed.
Aw. You got to just do it. Shia LaBeouf is right, everybody.
Just do her!
You just got to do it. Grow the whole...
Oh, you just started a whole nother thing. You have to come back for that one.
Stay for our video game panel after. We'll talk about that.
Is that our time?
That's basically our time, Aaron. We got to make a decision here.
This is hard.
Star Wars
Should
Battle.
Should we ask them for a vote and we all...
Start shouting things out. Don't shout your own.
It's like,
what was your favorite topic of the day?
Who liked the Call of Duty one like me? Yeah, Call of Duty. All right. Okay.
What else we got?
What am I doing here was really good.
What am I doing here?
The one guy who asked the thesis question had it written down on his phone.
True.
He put a lot of work into
that. He put a lot of thought into that. Where is he? He did have
did he leave?
He must have left. Oh.
Next,
really
he was
good.
On to the next class, I guess. That's what it was.
Call of Duty. Call of Duty question.
The what?
Uh-oh. That's two for duty.
What am I doing here, kid?
We got
would,
two for
would
duty.
People riot if I gave it to the cute little kid?
But... Yeah, Andy. Oh, yeah, that's right. His son had a good one, too.
Oh, wait. What was his question? What was his?
I don't remember.
She should at least get a prize, though, if anything. She could.
Yeah, she definitely needs to get a prize.
Yeah.
That was a great
question. Blue Bow?
Yes.
Blue Bow Baggins?
Blue Bow Baggins needs a prize, yes.
Yes.
Remember, check inside the bags. They're not just bags if you
heart.
Got one of those. Yeah.
Heart,
these
right
are not
here.
Bags.
Heart.
Like, oh,
heart.
Cool.
Love. Oh, yeah, the virtual reality question bank. These are good, you guys. These are really good. I already gave my
Is there
vote.
A way we can get the best questions help. And have them fight each other?
I don't know. Throw a knife in the middle of the floor.
Aaron, you be the one. I delegate.
Oh, you're going to put this on me?
Oh.
No, don't put that on me.
They already hate you.
No. Everybody loves me. I don't know. Yeah. So the Jawa kid really left?
It was for Twitter. Oh, who said that? Did you ask a question on Twitter? Which one was it? Did I read it? It's
Final
gonna
Fantasy
suck.
Is so near and dear to my heart.
I'm going
to
be that
I
guy.
I started playing Final Fantasy XI in 2002.
It's going
to
suck.
For my next panel, I really do have to step out.
Okay.
She has to go,
and just meet my panelists.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah, we're just going to hand this out. Janice Davis again, everybody.
Janice Davis, thank her so much for her time.
She forgot her book, Holder's Dominion.
Janice, your book.
Oh. She said it's all right.
Okay.
Yeah. Who do you want to give it to?
I don't know.
I know, it's tough. Now, we should have picked this beforehand, shouldn't we?
How are we going to do that?
I don't know.
That's impossible.
Psychic.
You're ruining our show.
We'll do the internet question. What about that one? Call of Duty Internet? That was Janice's favorite. She's already gone.
Okay.
Internet question for... So where is she at? The Shia LaBeouf shy girl. Come on up here.
You won.
You have won Darth Maul. Just do it.
Seriously, want to thank you guys all for your time. I mean, this really is like a dream come true for us to get all stupid and cheesy at the end. We come from Sacramento. We live here. We love Sacramento.
Yeah.
Enough. Too many people are not proud of their city. I hate that. We are from Sacramento. This city is growing. Next year, it'll be bigger. We'll be back here and do an even more bigger giveaway. So thank you to everyone who's contributed. And
thank you.